Mr. Tarasco is home. He lost six.
What is that? T-R-A-S-C-O-E, Mr. Tarasco?
Yeah, T-R-A-S-C-O.
C-O. What is the first name?
John.
And then Mrs. Trasko's name is Ellen Trasko, and Foster Hobbs is here, Mary Hobster, and myself. Now,
this is Everettstown.
This is Everettstown, New Jersey.
Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon County. You want to get the local plug in
there, huh? Ask them how far we are from the Delaware River.
Yeah.
It seems to be quite a...
Well, you asked it.
How far is Everettstown from the Delaware River?
5 miles.
About 5 miles. This is roughly about, what, eight or 10 miles northwest of Flemington?
Well,
about that far from
Flemington.
Yeah. What we wanted to get at, of course, was this experience that you had. I know I've read about it in the newspaper, and I think, Dick, you've personally spoken to Mrs. Trasko before, right? So suppose, Mr. Trasko, you just tell us what happened when, in your own words.
Well, I came from work, and I went down to speak to Doris, and I got alongside her house.
What day was this, you recall?
I don't know exactly what day it was.
Early part of November.
Yeah.
All right, but I think Mr. Trask is going to get a newspaper article. So now, as I understand, we've determined that this happened on November 6th on a Wednesday night.
Oh,
what time did you get home from work, Mr. Trask?
I come home, let's say, about 5 o'clock.
What type of work do you do?
Well, I work in a paper mill. So I point down towards the barn. And I look, and I see a little man. But we have hedges there. I couldn't notice the source. So he started coming down towards me. He says, "Don't be afraid. I don't mean no harm." So I got a little closer to him and started talking something about the dog. Then he says, "We're friendly people and don't mean no harm." And I got to, you know, start shaking, you know, and scared. By that time, I had my barn doors open. And he came again to me. He says, "You want to meet the dog? Would like to have him?" So I swore at him or something. Then he just kind of turned around. He says, "Well, if he sees me again," it was a round object, and it seemed to be holding down the ground and went up again and go about 10 feet high and then come down again. Then it come down to the trees there and it come towards the barn again. And then all of a sudden it spun so fast around, didn't see the man there, and then zoomed right up in the air, and that's a big screen of smoke. A smoke or flare.
It was 5 o'clock, Mr. Trasko.
No, it would have been after 5.
It was just getting dark. Yeah.
It was still dusk.
Yeah, you could see, because I stood there petrified at the window.
You could see the...
I saw that, but I couldn't see the man.
Yeah, pages there on the middle of the yard.
Bushes there.
Yeah, I looked out there, and from where she was standing in the kitchen, she couldn't see the man because of the bushes, but she could see the saucer.
Well, the first thing that attracted your attention, as I get it, was your wife knocking on the window pane.
Yeah.
And you say she indicated to you,
putting her fingers towards the barn.
Now, walking along the side, had you been in the house already from work, or you were just arriving from work?
Well, I came in the house.
He came home.
Oh, then he went outside.
He went out the door. Good.
When she pointed that way, towards the back of the house, towards the barn, did you immediately see this man?
Yeah.
And at that time, was it one man you saw?
Just one man.
About how far away was he?
I would say about
10 feet from him, wasn't it?
I would say about 20 feet.
About 20 feet? What was your first reaction?
Well, he started walking towards me. Well, otherwise, he was by the barn there, and he walked from the hedges. Well, he walked probably about 5 to 8 feet. And I kept going down slowly.
Toward him?
Toward him.
Were you frightened at the time?
Oh, I was fine, yeah.
What did he first say anything to you?
Well, he says to me, "Don't be afraid, we're friendly people. We don't mean no harm."
Was he close to you then, or was he far away?
Well, he was, I'd say, about 6 feet from me. He never got any closer.
When he said that, how did he talk? In, like an American? Or?
No, he talked both in English. It's sort of like a German accent.
How about the tone of his voice?
The voice was sort of like a squeaky voice.
Squeaky?
Yeah, squeaky voice.
A German accent?
Yeah.
Was it, I mean, very easy to understand, or was it difficult?
It was easy to understand because he talked very slow, so it was easy.
He talked very slow?
Slow. And, well, sort of on the sharp, squeaky side, like.
Well, he said, in substance, don't be afraid. How did you answer?
Well, I swore.
Well, but not did it right away.
Well, I'll track with it.
Well, I got the picture. He said, don't be afraid, you don't mean any harm, or something like that. I mean, did you answer him then, or, I mean, what the fuck did you say?
Get the HR, didn't you?
Something like that.
He was here.
Yeah. Well, can you describe his appearance a little more for us?
Well, he was, well, I'll say about 3 to 4 feet tall, and I didn't see no flesh. The only flesh I see was his face. The flesh on his face was sort of like if you take a putting a knife in your hand and you squeeze it like that. Well, that's how his flesh was, you know, formed.
Did you say there was a flash on his face?
Flesh.
Oh, yeah. Flesh. Oh, yeah.
Flesh.
Now, when he was standing, were there any lights nearby, or how well could you see him?
Well, I can see him pretty good. So no lights.
Yeah, that's on November 6th about how light or dark it is then.
Well, it's just when the, just like now, at 5:30 or 4 to 6 it's just starting, you know, someday.
Once the sun goes down.
You could sleep good, I mean, you know.
How high would you say he was?
About 3 to 4 feet tall.
3 to 4 feet in. Well, let's see. Say I'm standing up now, I'm about 6 foot. Up to what part of me would you say he'd come?
Well, I'd jump on myself, he would come up to about up to here to me. Let's see, that would that be 3 foot?
Just about 3 feet.
Yeah, no more, might be a little less, I imagine, actually. Yeah. Might not,
At the most.
Was that the usual proportion, as far as you could see, if his body was arms long or short, or...?
His arms were, according to his size, they were short. Well, I mean, he was all covered. He had sort of like coveralls on him. You couldn't see his hand, you know, his hands or other part of the body, but just the face and the ears.
Did they cover his hands?
Yeah, his hands. And on tip of his the gloves, sort of around objects, it was shiny objects.
On each finger?
On each finger.
Well, would this be like a glow, like an electric light bulb?
Well, they weren't lit, but they were shiny.
Phosphorescent or what?
I wouldn't know.
Would it have every finger?
On every finger, yeah.
And now, how far did these coveralls extend? Was it one solid piece over to his head like a snow cap?
It covered his body to the neck. And then the only thing he wore on his head is like a tammy.
Like a Scotsman wears?
Yeah.
Now, could you notice the ears at all?
Well, I don't know. I didn't pay much attention to the ears. It seemed like it was the ears we have, you know, the same shape.
How about his nose?
His nose was kind of on the, well, it came out this way, like.
And the eyes. Sideways.
Huh?
Was it a flat nose? Or?
No, it was like we have, but it kind of seemed wide to me.
Broader.
Yeah. Mm.
It's not as you just pushed our nose in like that, but it seemed the natural nose was covering a larger area.
Yeah.
What do you say about his eyes, Mr. Preston?
Well, his eyes was sort of like a marble. Well, in other words, they were protruding like frog eyes, you know? They threw out of your sockets.
Were there any eyelids that you could notice, or eyelashes?
The cover's face was sort of like a putty color, you know, brown. But I mean, I didn't notice no eyebrows or not. I mean, I didn't. I keep looking at his face and looking at his skin.
He looked undernourished.
How about his mouth?
I think he had sort of a heavy lips.
Was the size of the mouth the size you'd ordinarily expect of a person?
Yeah, I guess it would.
It was formed on the side of his cheeks. kind of, you know, like I was told before, like a putty, you squeeze it, and I looked at me, you know.
So when you say putty, I assume it means a rather grayish color.
Yeah.
Now, gentlemen, is this the only part of his flesh that would be exposed, would be the face?
Yeah.
If you were to ask the scribe and generally in some type of color, what color would you say, Mr. Glasgow?
Well,
I already saw
his face, the flesh.
Well, his face, well, I would say a light brown side on the corner, like I said, like a putty.
A light brown?
Yeah, a light brown face.
And what were the colors of his clothing?
Well, his clothing was like sort of a, well, it wasn't dark green, it was like sort of like a light shade. It wasn't light, it wasn't too dark. Maybe medium, I'd say, medium green.
At this particular point where you were talking, were there any lights nearby shining out of the house? Were the lights on at that time or
no?
Now, how far this be from your neighbor's house next door?
Neighbor?
There are people next door to you there?
Yes, people there.
I didn't pay too much attention to coming here. How far is the nearest house?
The White House, right over here.
Is that right close to you there? I haven't looked.
Well, there's a little shack right next to you.
In between.
Oh, it's about 50 feet.
About 50 feet. All right, we've got a description of it now. The arms didn't hang like a monkey or anything like that, did they?
No, he stood very straight.
Did you notice the type of shoes he had on?
Everything was covered up.
Yeah. Well, other way to say the coverall was covered
in shoes. The coverall, the covered shoes and his hands, you know.
How was it kept?
The Lord be blessed and noble.
Well, the front he had sort of a
just breathe now with all your heart.
But they weren't flat, they're round.
What color were they, did you recall?
The shiny. Shiny side.
Yeah, I just make the tips, yeah. Do they seem, I don't know if I understand that they gave off light, or...
I don't know, but I mean, they were shining light.
So, I mean, one thing he's trying to ask you is, do they look like they had a light inside of them, or were they just shiny?
Just shiny, all shiny, yeah.
I mean, if it be, for instance, if we take the shot, I mean, or...
From the lamp there, the shining light that,
yeah.
I mean, you take a glass, even though there's no sun enough, I mean, it's still going to be shiny. Shining, you know.
How many hair?
I didn't notice any hair.
What kind of a material did this thing look like it was made from? Cotton or rayon or wool or nylon?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
Didn't look like your shirt or anything like that. Or like a regular pair of coveralls would be cotton.
Oh, probably a pair of coveralls, you know.
Yeah. That wasn't shiny, though.
No.
Did you notice how many walls this address, though?
Well, he walked straight, short steps, and he walked very slow.
Did he seem light in his feet or heavy on his feet? Did you notice?
Well, I guess walked light, I guess.
That's why he said that.
Well, because, I mean, the way he walked slowly, you know. I would say he walked very light.
I mean, walking slowly would seem to me to just would indicate the opposite, that, he sort of light on the feet. I mean, heavy. One would walk slow, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but there was no feet marks. No good tracks there, nothing.
How was the weather this day, by the way, do you recall?
The weather?
Rainy, clear?
No, it was clear during the day. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, all right, you've got a description on him. Is there anything you've ever seen in pictures that would resemble him? Anything like Rumpelstiltskin or something like that in a fairy tale book? And I'm trying to get some objects which, for comparison purposes. Are you good sketching with the trace?
No.
I was wondering if possibly you could try to make a sketch there and fix hair.
You have a little sick brother at home, too. And you're seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, aren't you? Give me your hands up.
Picture of a caption.
No,
it's just where it was.
Let our spirit, come, as this young man stands
to his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Our holy apostleship in our hands, our
angels.
Oh, I see. These pictures that you mentioned,
you
see,
God
has promised.
What are they supposed to represent?
Well, flying saucers are taking over California in 54, 57.
And there was supposed to be a picture of somebody was captured?
Yeah, I think it was in New Mexico, wasn't it,
son? Oh, no.
A man and a woman had this little guy hold fast his arms, and where they were standing, they had a hold his, just like a child, you know, had his arms way up to hold fast his hand, and he stood there, and he looked just like John described it. But he was, that was the first I've seen him, about a couple weeks ago.
Where is it the picture's from? Do you know? I never heard
California.
That.
California.
Who knows just where from home? Did you mention the name at all?
I can find out from
is it Van Tassel or Adamski, Scully?
Do you actually have Indonesia?
I didn't even read it at all.
The address.
Why do you brother in law think of it generally?
Oh,
and getting back again to the conversation, when you swore at it, what did he say then?
Well, he didn't say nothing. But then he started asking me about the dog.
Do you remember what specifically what he asked about the dog?
Well, he said somewhat to me, but I mean, I just was scared. And
but he got in there so fast, Johnny,
and
the thing, get in the thing to go.
When he asked about the dog, you had the dog with you?
The dog was tied right down there.
Oh, is this the little dog we have here now?
No,
or
no.
Great big
black dog.
What is the dog's reaction to him, by the way?
Well, he was...
He's going crazy.
Running around cycles there. He's a...
Probably blind.
Partly blind.
Just, well, about all blind.
That dog is a...
Very scared.
Looks to be a German Shepherd. Belgian Shepherd.
Was he barking before you went down there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was.
Was he on a leash or?
Yeah.
Was he trying to go to this party or?
Well, he was just going around there in circles, the dog, because he couldn't see, you know.
Is he entirely blind, the dog, or?
Huh?
Well, we had a big pile of rocks there, and then rocks all fell down the bank, practically. I had a big pile of rock, maybe about 3 to 4 feet high.
What was that?
I don't know. I piled it up to keep the... So we have back up on is a creek. And every time we have a big rain or something, I wash away some ground, you know. So I start building up rocks. So I left pile there, maybe about 3 to 4 feet high. And if I had time, I could have, you know, scattered them around more. That pile of rock disappeared, frankly.
Well, when did you notice that?
I noticed that next morning I went down there.
Did the rocks disappear or were they spread?
Well, they spread. Well, I mean, they spread.
Yeah, but did the dog hit them or?
I don't know.
Did you notice at that time when you saw this man if the rocks was...
No, I didn't notice them, no. Well, the dog kept going up and down, you know, tied up on chain, big heavy chain.
Well, after you swore at the man, did he asked you about the dog. Did you swear at him before he asked for the dog or after?
I think I swore at him before. I don't know, before or after.
What did he
say? No, before. I think when I was going down towards him, I started swearing at him.
Did he tell you why he wanted the dog?
No.
So you didn't ask him why he wanted
no,
the dog?
No, I didn't ask him.
Did he say he just wanted to, was it your impression that he just wanted to see the dog, or was it your impression that he wanted to take it?
Well, my impression, he wanted to take the dog.
Well, then, after you refused the dog, we might use that terminology, what happened then?
Well, he didn't say nothing. Just turned around, started walking towards the saucer there. And
when did you first notice the saucer?
Oh, when I was going down towards him.
Was it behind him?
Behind, yeah.
Yeah, well, I haven't been outside. It's about 10 o'clock at night now. But was he in a direct line with the saucer in your vision?
No. He was far over here, and the saucer was right in front of the barn.
About how much distance was there between them?
Well, I would say maybe about 10 or 12 feet.
Diagonally. Diagonally?
Yeah.
All right. You started walking towards the saucer now. Can you describe the saucer for us?
Well, the saucer was round and was going at a great...
What did you say, round? You mean like a ball?
No. It wasn't on the ball side.
No, on the flat side, you know, side.
Come out like this one.
Let's see.
Well, would it be if you took a boil and cut the top and bottom off on it?
Yeah.
Now, how large would you say the saucer was?
Well, I don't know exactly how solid. I mean, it was going
nice
through.
Nice size indigo.
Pardon?
Which is a nice size for indigo.
You think it's good for you?
Did it appear big enough that you could have got in it?
Well, I don't know, but I think if it came down again, I'd make a good effort to get in it.
Well, let's see. This tail again, I imagine, would be about 8 foot here, right?
Yeah.
Would you say the height of the saucer was the height of the ceiling? The height.
I mean, I couldn't exactly describe the height because it came like this here, and well, the best way I would.
It didn't land on the ground. It just kept.
The
best way I would describe it in a simple way would be if you take a saucer and turn it upside down. Well, that's how it would look.
Was it flat on the bottom, do you know, or was it saucer shaped on the bottom too?
Well, I think it was saucer shaped on the bottom.
Yeah, I want you to maybe you
just make a design there.
That looks pretty. Good guy. Looking
anything like it at all? Well, it would. It would, but I mean, it's well, it's smooth face here, you know, but
I see.
If you can rough it out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in other words, the texture of his skin wasn't smooth.
It wasn't smooth enough, but it was. Kind of groovy, like I well, I said groovy, you know what I mean?
Wrinkle.
Be groovy and, you know, like to say, you know.
Would it be like a wrinkled, like an old person's face with a real old person there? Was it more pinched up?
Of course, wrinkled, well, I would say be heavily wrinkled because, I mean, you can, you know.
Was there a lot of lines in his face from, I mean, the corners of his eyes and his mouth?
Well, I could see that, but I mean, where his face was, what? Something like this, yeah.
Sounds like there were bumps on it or something. Was
it
bumpy?
It looked sort of like bumps,
yeah. Yeah.
It's not the kind of a face that you would normally see on an aged person.
No, no. Mm.
Well, was the saucer perfectly round, say, like that metal thing?
No.
Well, why don't you make a little sketch if you would there? We'll do it on the next page, though. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks something like this, too. Well, that's how it looked to me. I mean,
yeah. From the highest point, about how high would you say it was? Up and down.
You mean,
The saucer. The highest point is top to the lowest and the bottom. Well, I'd say, could you place it in this room, would it fit in this room? Is an 8 foot ceiling approximately.
It probably would.
And how about the width of it?
Well, I couldn't give you a good description on how big it was because it was trying an awful spin.
It what?
An awful spin. Rotation.
Rotation
all the time, yeah. And it go down, wouldn't touch the ground, would go down, hoovering, and then go up in the air again.
All the time he was standing on the ground, just...
Well, he was standing, and I was standing. We'd come down the ground, down and go about 10 feet, near the top of the roof of my barn, then I'd come down again, then I'd come over the side and over here by the tree, you had a big maple tree, and a whipping willow tree. He'd come in between that, then I'd come to the barn again, and I'd come to the ground again, and he's moving up and down, but never stopped.
Well, if we could assume that it would stop, this room is what, about 20 foot long, would you say, here?
Yeah. It's about 23 feet long.
Yeah, and I guess more of the wall must be about 15 feet the other way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could they could put the whole thing in here, would it fit in this room?
Maybe it would.
Were there any windows or anything like that you could see?
No, I didn't see no windows at all, no.
Now, what was the color of the saucer?
Well, it was shining.
Well, a gold shine, or what kind of shine?
A silvery shine.
A silvery shine. But you didn't see any doors or any way of getting in or out?
No.
All right, so he starts walking back toward the saucer. Oh, now what happens?
And we're still hovering, still going out of speed.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I didn't see him, then north he took.
Well, let's see. He approached the saucer, right?
Yeah.
Well,
you were watching him, right? And I was watching you.
How did that?
And then all of a sudden, I didn't see nothing. Didn't see him go in or what. It just went so fast in there, and off they went.
Well, was he walking slowly as he approached the saucer?
Yeah, he's walking slowly.
How close was he to it when he disappeared from your sight?
Well, as it came down, and he come to the saucer, then all of a sudden, it just disappeared.
And you were watching him all this time.
I was watching all the time.
You didn't see him get in it or
no.
Step on anything.
I would run by the doors was open the barn, I'd run by the doors and I kept on looking at him and he just disappeared. Then the saucer started coming over. I turned around to look where they went. There's more big trees there. And I say, well, they let a big blue flame. And then I couldn't see no more. There was smoke on alongside the trees there.
Well, I'm just trying to get the picture now. You say you went to the barn. There was a saucer in the other barn?
Yeah, it was close to the barn, yeah.
Well, when he walked away, you said you went to the barn doors and opened them or something of that nature?
Well, barn doors were open.
Did you close them?
No. Before he took off, I stood by the barn doors, you know?
Yeah. Well, did you follow him when he walked toward the saucer, which would be toward the barn too, I assume?
Well, we were toward the barn doors.
Yeah. Well, when he walked away, he turned his back to you?
Yeah.
Did you follow him there, or...?
No, I stood still.
But you weren't at the barn then, were you?
You mean when you gone to the saucer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was by the barn there, yeah.
Oh, you were by the barn there?
Yeah. When he says, I'd like to have the dog, well, we were already by the barn.
When you had this conversation about the dog, when he said you wanted to have the dog, were you standing still then, or...?
Yeah, I was standing still, yeah.
How far are you from the barn then?
Well, I'd say about 3 feet.
Well, when they first saw him, how far were you from the barn?
Oh, when I first saw him, well, I was over here by the house. That's it, about 20 feet.
Yeah, well, I was wondering, how far from
20 feet?
Did you follow him when he walked to the barn?
I walked down, yeah.
Now,
I think Joel's probably what's confusing you is that the dog coop is located on one corner of the barn.
The what?
The dog coop.
Oh.
And the saucer was at the other end of the barn. And when he said when the man walked away from him and walked towards the barn, actually he was going down along the long way to the barn. He was walking in front of the barn, right? From the dog coop down to the other end of the barn.
Well, see, the saucer, was you down
there? Yeah, I was down there.
Well, the saucer was about in the middle of the part of the barn.
But why do you say they went?
Well, I mean, the saucer and the man.
Oh, that's what you referred to.
He's going down the side of the house, see?
Yeah.
There's the barn. There's where the saucer was hovering, roughly. Here's the dog coop.
Yeah.
What, did you walk up to here to meet you about halfway? Then you walked together back to the corner of the barn. And then you stood there talking for a few moments, and he walked down this way towards the saucer.
Yeah. It was obstructing the vision from the house here now.
There's bushes right here.
Bushes right here.
Quite a few of them in here. There's some big trees down in here and a couple of big ones over in here.
Well, I assume when he walked over toward the saucer, which was visible, wouldn't he be visible there or from the house?
No, these bushes are high, and she can see from this kitchen window down to that corner of the barn.
Yeah.
But she can't see the dog coop or this area in here.
The one thing confuses me, though, if I'm a little man... And I am walking, say, if that's the saucer over here, do I just suddenly disappear from view and Carly? Do I fade out?
No.
No, he means if he was a little man.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I walk here as a saucer, I'm walking to it. Do all of a sudden like that I just disappear, or do I fade out gradually, or...?
Well, he just disappeared quick in the saucer.
I seem to go towards the saucer, and I go very close. And, I don't know, I probably had a feeling, or I probably had a hunch it's going to take off, you know. So I got inside the door. I'm still scared and nervous.
Well, he was in the doorway. The saucer was blocking the view of the man. He couldn't see him get in.
All right.
You stepped inside the doorway to the barn when you walked over there.
Yeah, was there any particular reason why you did that? Or?
I saw it up in the air, but I stood right there to the window.
Was the dog with you all the time in the leash?
Tied down at the coop. Kept there.
Oh, well, you were walking him originally, right? Because I was understanding you.
No.
No, he you're going down to feed him.
Oh, 2 feet.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't have the dog. Oh, I thought you had the dog with you then.
No, no.
I'm just trying to get the picture of why you should go into the barn while the man is there.
Like I said, about 3 feet from the barn doors.
Yeah.
He's going toward the source. And
yeah.
Well, I just went to barn doors and stood there.
And you were away, you know.
I mean, it seems sort of natural. I mean, you're a little curious to see what happens to him. That's why I can't quite figure
well,
it out.
Well, probably he figured if that thing was going to take off, he was going to get out of his way.
I mean, he's already going toward the source.
But when that thing took off, it was just a swish.
He's gone toward the sources, so I realize he's gonna take off. And I'm standing at the doorway there, and then took right off.
So if he would have climbed into the saucer through a door, you wouldn't have been in a position to see it from where you were standing at that time.
No.
How high up was the saucer while he walked toward it? Was it down or up?
It was down. It came down. I mean, it didn't land the ground at all.
Did you, didn't see any entrance to it?
No.
Have you any idea how it got into it?
No.
Did you see any other men or women or anything of that?
Just one man or so.
Now, you're referring to him as a man. I mean,
a woman, maybe.
I thought I was going to ask you, what would it be about this thing which would indicate to you that it would be a man?
Because he had
covered all his clothing. Well, but anything on the face, for instance, would indicate a man rather than a woman.
Well, like I said, he had a strange face. You couldn't tell whether he was a woman or a man.
In his figure, his shape, was anything womanly, a manly about it, or?
Well, I mean, a man that size, expect to be a man or a woman. I mean, especially me, I don't know nothing about them things. You get a child, he's dressed up, I mean, shorts, you don't know whether it's a man or a woman, girl or boy.
How about the voice? Was it strike? He was feminine or masculine?
Well, it was a squeaky voice.
Anything distinctively male or female about it?
Maybe it was a female.
Well, this isn't the kind of guy he'd be jealous of, would he?
Maybe it was because it appeared to be ugly that you would assume immediately it was a man. Yeah.
I resent that. Yeah, I resent that very much. We all do. Well, as he walked away, did he or she say anything?
Well, he said, well, I'm saying he. Maybe it's a he. Well, he said, I'll be seeing you again. Well, we were now, I don't know what time it was, or maybe about 8 o'clock. We went out that evening, you know. And I said to my wife, I'm going down to the barn again. So I went down to the barn and didn't see nothing.
But the next night, I was upstairs, still on my bed, and I didn't have a light on. I was looking out of the window, you know, because I was still worked up about that. And right up over the barn, there was two things, a great big white light and a great big red light, and I told them I get the plane going, but it wasn't even moving, it was just staying stationary. Then first year I seen nothing. Didn't see nothing.
She's the one that saw this thing first, you know.
Yeah. I'll have to tell you Mrs. Trasco in a moment. Did he wave goodbye or anything like that?
No, he said, well, I'll be seeing you again. Didn't wave or nothing.
The only thing you said to him was, I guess the picture when you swore at him.
Yeah.
Then this took off, you say, how did it go? Up, down, sideways, or?
I went down just like a plane would.
Then what direction generally would that be?
What? Go east, up like that.
There was a blue flame, did I understand you to say?
Yeah, some blue flame, like, when it disappeared, and we see little clouds of smoke right by the trees. There's two big trees over there, and the smoke was on between the trees.
When it took off, is there any light other than the blue flame?
No, the only thing I noticed was blue flames, like.
How far could you see it in the sky?
Well, I didn't see it long. As soon as it passed some trees, I didn't see no more.
Do you have any idea of the rate of speed? I mean, roughly?
No. You know, Jenkins says, the rate of speed.
Well, what did you do immediately after that?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Well, I just shut the doors and come back home, and she started asking me questions, and I told her about it, and then...
So you beat the dogs first before you got back in?
Before I come home, yeah. And as I can tears on my eyes, and then she started talking to me again, I went upstairs, and I come downstairs, I was very upset, you know. The next morning, I got up, and I went to work, and I noticed some kind of green in between my fingernails. So I looked at it. Oh, then I had green powder on my wrist. That was a green powder late in the evening. But there was something in between my fingernails. But to me, it seemed like powder. I mean, it easily washed off, and, you know, and the next morning in the shop.
Well, I mean, I don't recall you having told me that you had any physical contact with him. Did you?
No.
Well, I mean, how would you tie in the green powder? How would you explain that?
I wouldn't know. I mean, I didn't touch him or got too close to him.
I mean, in your, where you worked in the paper though, Mr. Tarasco, was that any green paint upon that?
No.
You never remember that, you see, on the wrist was the green powder there in the morning after this happened?
No, that same evening, I noticed the green powder on my wrist. Well, it wasn't much, you know, but just a little bit, you know. But in the morning, I had in between my fingernails. Well, I don't think it was anything, but I didn't pay attention, you know what I mean.
What makes you think that there may be a tie between the green paint on your wrist and this thing?
I don't have none green lights at home. And then the shop, we don't use that. Because the department I work, we cut rope. Mm-hmm. And that was the first thing in the morning before we start working.
Well, let's turn to Mrs. Frasco for a moment. Suppose you tell us what you have personal, not so much what your husband told you, what you actually saw.
Well, he went out to beat the dogs, and I was getting supper. I was over there by the cabinet, and I just looked out the window, and King was barking like mad, and I figured, oh, it's the baker, because he always barked at trucks, and I didn't pay much attention, but I looked down the window, and I saw this here. The old round, shiny thing down there. First thing I thought, geez, he hasn't got a lake down there, you know?
How far is this from the house about, excuse me?
Huh?
How far from the window where you were standing was this?
Oh, it's not about 90 feet.
Is the barn that far back then?
Because the property is 172 long from the river to the creek. So I just stood there, you know, I didn't know what to do, and I went by the faint there. I was, you know, and I banged on the window for him.
Could you see your husband at that time?
Yeah, he was sitting right there then, going down, so.
Is that alongside the house if you have this?
Yeah, right here, by the house.
Alongside.
Was he in a position then where he could have seen the...
He didn't see it then.
I mean, couldn't he have seen it from the position where he was?
Well, what?
The saucer?
I could have seen, because when I go through the doors, the tack is between my feet. And, I mean, by the way, otherwise, the cat wasn't going between my feet, I could have seen myself.
So I banged on the window, and I was like that, pointed down like that, and he looked down, and away he went, going down there. And then I heard him talk, and I couldn't. You know, understand anything
because
the thing is closed, you know.
Well, what could you say? You could hear him talking, yeah. You mean your husband?
Hollering.
What could you hear when he hollered?
Well, I don't know. I can't say what he was hollering, but I heard his voice.
Yeah. No. What part of your husband could you see?
I could see his back, and he was facing towards the, you know, not towards the barn, but towards the, from the, where that saucer was, you know.
Yeah.
From the,
could you see his legs there?
Yeah. Back down.
Why, if anything, why is there obstruction of your vision to see the little man?
Well, there was a lilac bush, some kind of shrub up there, and still had the green stuff on it. That's in my view of what he was, whoever he was talking to, you know. But my view wasn't obstructed from this shining object down there.
Did you notice the position of the saucer, what you call it, a saucer there, while he was talking?
Yeah, it was like on the egg-shaped side and just going up and down.
How high up did it seem to you it was going?
What?
How high up did it seem to you it was going?
Oh, it was about 6 feet up and that was the end. But it never touched the ground.
What was your immediate reaction then? How did you feel?
I was scared to death.
Now, from the time you knocked on the window to indicate to your husband, how long was it before the saucer left?
Well, I guess it was about, what would you say? I don't know, to me it seemed like an eternity. I guess maybe about 3 minutes or something like that.
Could you hear any other sounds other than your husband hollering?
No.
Did you have a tendency to go out the house to see if it was happening?
I couldn't. I just stood there. I couldn't even move.
How would you describe...
Dog was barking like mad.
How would you describe the saucer as it took off?
Well, as it took off from my view, because I'm up higher here, went up the swoosh and the big tree limb down there, and then it went right straight up, and then it swooshed right on up over the barn, and then it looked like blue came out of it, and then it was like pinkish. But I don't think John could see that because he was standing in the barn right there. But then there was nothing after that.
Oh, was your husband in your line of view all the time?
No. That's why I was so scared.
Oh, did he walk out of sight?
Well, yeah, due to the fact that those lilac bushes and shrubbery the other night couldn't see. The only way that you can see is directly right straight down.
Yeah, well, maybe later on I can take a look out there myself.
You don't wade up to mud up to your hips, then.
Oh, well, it's a little...
I took a couple of photographs. I have...
Oh, did you do?
Yeah.
Oh. When you saw this, did you figure it was a flying saucer?
When I first saw it, I thought it was a bunch of, you know, a lot of water down there or something. And then when I saw the thing moving...
What did you figure it was then, the saucer?
I figured it was a saucer.
Did you have any idea that there was any occupant who had been in it at that time?
No.
When was the first time you realized that?
What, there was someone in it?
Yeah.
Well, I thought there must be someone in it. It wouldn't be going up and down itself.
Yeah. You couldn't hear any sound from the little man or woman or whatever it was. Did you immediately think of this incident down in Tennessee about when your husband told you the story about the one with the dog? Did you immediately think about this incident down in Knoxville, Tennessee with the clock boy? Did that come
to mind? I didn't even know anything about that until we read that the next night in the paper.
Oh, well, that was the first you heard of that?
The next night in our paper we read that.
That was November 7th. Let me ask you this. How can you tell me before how the newspapers got hold of the story?
Well, I called up my brother-in-law. He was over to my dad's house.
When was that?
Creek Road. That same night.
Yes.
And I told him about it. And he says, no kidding, he says. So the next day, see, he had a week's vacation. He was up from Norway. So the next day, he goes down to Frenchtown. He tells Fred Sykes.
Fred Sykes, who was he?
He used to be the motor vehicle man. He just writes right by the Dollar Valley News there. He has the building there, the Dollar Valley News, rents it from it. So he told Fred Sykes, and Fred went right to the news and told the news, and then I think that night the...
You say Fred Sykes told the news?
Yeah, told the news about it.
Oh, is that the paper?
Dollar Valley.
Oh, yeah, I see, yes.
And then this here woman called me up, said, I heard about your experience, and I said, well, who told you? She said, well, the news gets around. So then Ray said that he had told Fred, and Fred had told the news. So we didn't go to the paper, so then they came up and took some pictures in the paper and took the story.
Did you check with your neighbors at all to see if they had seen anything?
No, well, matter of fact, in the house next door, the house wasn't occupied, and the house below that wasn't occupied. And the people up here, next to us, they weren't doing good to check for them, because they were not.
But you've never heard, since that time, you've never heard of anybody in this town that did see it?
No.
Because in the daytime, you could see this place. Actually, there's quite a number of homes look down on in this particular area where this thing landed.
Incidentally, on their story in Tennessee there about the dog, do you recall what paper you read that in?
Well, Eastern Express would take.
Oh, the Eastern Express carried it.
I don't know.
That Jim Stable
in
the paper?
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of the paper and where it was from.
Well, is the paper delivered to your house every day?
Yeah, in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, was that the paper delivered to your house you read it in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it happened to be the Eastern Express, I guess, and wouldn't it? That's the only paper you get.
Yeah, and
that's a weekly.
Yeah. You compare it along with the Schmidt incident in Nebraska when you first saw it. Did you think of that?
I read, I don't know, it was the next night and the night after I read in the paper. I didn't say anything to John about when he sees something in the paper, and I see something in the paper. We don't even tell each other anymore.
Yeah,
we just
forget about them. Yeah, I assume, had you at that time read about the sightings down in Loveland, Texas, around there, or in White...
Well, that was in the paper, too, right with that same story, I think.
Had there been anything in the papers at all about flying saucers on the day that you'd seen it in the
6th?
Had you, Mr. Trasko, or Mrs. Trasko, any interest in saucers at all before?
No. I didn't believe in it.
What do you think now?
Oh, I kind of think that I'm one of their chosen favorites.
Do you think that seriously, or?
Yeah.
I told, I said, don't you dare tell anybody about this sin. She could tell her brother-in-law.
Yeah, well, I didn't think Fred would tell Fred, because they said they'd be back, you know. Fred says, well, you scared them away.
Is that why you told her not to mention, because you thought they might be back?
No.
Well, reason John said not to tell anybody, because this town is a small town, and they don't believe anything, you know. And they never seen it, but their heart's out.
Then that second instant I seen when I was coming down at Feinstein Hill, I seen to see four objects. When I came home and I told my wife about it, I said, don't tell nobody. But I did tell myself. I told my brother-in-law.
How long after was that, Mr. Trasko?
Oh, I don't know. About 2 or 3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if we put this in tape before. What did you see as far as you can recall?
Well, they were on objects that were treated, one back of each other's tree, and then one quite a ways from the rest.
What were you doing at the time?
Well, I was driving a car. I was coming down a hill, and I thought it was the reflection, you know, on my car, you know. I got a blue car. So I rolled the window down, I slowed down the hill, but I didn't come to a stop, and I still see, you know, to be sure, you know, I kept on looking, whether it's, I'm seeing things or what, but I seen it.
How far?
No reflection or nothing.
Were you alone at the time?
Yeah, I'd come home from work.
How high up were they about?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
They weren't close to the ground, were they?
No, no. They're off the,
right overhead or at an angle?
No. Up that way, like.
On my left. About a 45-degree angle.
Or something like that.
There were three. Could you get any idea of the size of the shape?
No.
I mean, they're very high up, like a high-flying airplane, or...
Well, I mean, if they were overhead, I would say that they would be high, but this way, I mean, I couldn't say whether they were high, but they wouldn't be low.
There any hills, I mean, at which you could sort of compare the height?
No.
Well, I mean, how about the shape? Could you tell?
They were round.
I mean, could you tell frankly whether they were an airplane, something like that?
No, they weren't airplanes, no.
Any noise you can see?
No.
Vapor trail?
Huh?
Vapor trail? Anything
no.
Like that? What time of the day was this?
Well, about 4:30.
Yeah, it was light.
It was light. I get home about 20 minutes to 5, so I passed with friends on about 4:30.
How well did you watch them?
Over a few minutes until I got down bottom of the hill when I didn't see them anymore.
They went out of sight?
Well, he was on the hill,
maybe
down the valley.
I mean, in other words, they went out of your range of vision.
Yeah.
The word in question, they're disappearing from sight because of the distance. Have any idea of their speed, approximately?
No.
Is it an airplane or if it was a jet?
I couldn't tell the speed and I couldn't tell a height or up.
You were mentioning Mrs. Trasfield. The next night you saw something.
Yeah.
So what was that again?
Well, I saw two lights up over the barn, and a big white light and a big red light.
Well, how high over the barn would you say?
I'd say it was about 50 feet.
Which one?
Up in the air.
Which light?
Hmm?
Which light?
Well, there's a big white one and a big red one and another big white one and another big red one. One was right up over top of the other one. Two things, and they were just like this. And I thought it was a plane going through. I was watching to see the green light, those red and green on the plane. And it wasn't even moving. And I stood there looking out the bathroom window, and then suddenly there was nothing.
Was your husband home at the time?
He was down on the television, and that's all we knew about.
Did you come up then?
No.
Could you discern any outline around the lights?
No, just like a great big white light, a big red light.
Was sort of that illuminated the surrounding area with that bright?
Well, the white light was very bright, and the red light was a real bright red.
I mean, enough to, you could look around and see if they were attached to an object or anything.
No, that's all I could see.
How long did they last there?
I stood there maybe about a couple minutes looking at it because it was watching, it was near. Didn't even hear a noise.
Were they stationary?
Stationary.
What finally happened to them?
Just like that.
Did you feel any place to go out the house or?
No.
No?
Did it light up the barn?
No.
And you were saying you failed to interpret this, that there might be some reason why they were, you had this experience?
Well, I don't know. It was a mystery to me. I mean, before, when the saucer was down here, I didn't see any red light or flame from it or anything. But at night there, I thought it was a big red light and a big white light. And if anybody had been looking out the window, they would have seen the same thing.
Since that time, have you seen anything?
No.
Yeah. How about before that time? Have you ever seen anything that might seem to be a flying saucer?
Yeah, about 4 years ago when we were going to Lambertville, and I had my daughter with me. She was in the back seat, Thomas Blair, and I was sitting in the front seat. And I said, look, Annie, up in the sky. I said, see that shiny object? She says, yeah. And it was round, And she said, well, that's no airplane, Mommy. And I said, well, I know it isn't. Well, John couldn't see because he was driving. And it was on my side. So we looked again and we didn't see anything.
How long do you think you saw that all told?
Hmm?
How long all told did you see that?
Oh, maybe it was about a minute. It just disappeared.
Did it go out of your range of vision or just disappear?
It disappeared. Go out of the range.
Why did you think it was at that time?
She said, Mommy, that's a flying saucer.
How old was your daughter then?
Well, she's just turned 18. How old was she?
with him, I guess, and let's be
4 years.
Was she home tonight?
About 14, she was.
Was she home tonight that you had this experience?
No, she's married now.
Oh, she's married now. Was she interested in sources?
No.
At that time, was that the first time you'd see anything that was or could be a flying saucer?
At that time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Had you been interested before that? Is that a way to be interested?
No, I was never interested. I heard about it and all that. But it was no plane because it was round, shiny. Yes.
But did you feel at that time this was a flying saucer when you saw it yourself? Up to that time, this is 4 years back, had you had the opportunity to read anything about that?
No.
Yeah, you mentioned before you thought that there might be some reason that you were chosen for this experience. Would you have any idea why you might be particularly chosen?
I don't know.
Did you have any mental feeling at all at the time this happened or any other time?
No, not
really. There have been many the cases that have been reported.
I had I had the mouth feeling that night I went to bed that I was going to see something, and I saw those objects.
That was the night afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have the feeling that you did see something?
Yeah.
Did you?
No.
Do you think they will be back? What's your guess? I know it's purely a guess as to where they come from. Do you have any idea?
I thought they were Venetian.
What left you with that impression? What left you the impression that they'd be?
Well, as my husband said, they were so kind.
Yeah, well, I mean, they say kind, but would you say kind or peaceful?
Well, kind.
Well, that's what they say, peaceful people.
Yeah. Well, I just kind of follow your thought. I may be a little obtuse if I am, excuse me. But why would you figure that the Venusian would be peaceful?
I don't know. I just think they are.
I mean, would that be based on what you might have heard or read? Did you ever hear Ninja on the radio or anything? Do you ever listen to the Party Line at night, WOR at midnight?
I never listen to the radio.
Oh.
Only at 10 o'clock in the morning, WOR news.
Oh. Did I ever hear at night, the Long John Show?
What is that?
At midnight.
Well, on the
Party Line, yeah. No, on radio.
No. Midnight.
Yeah. You never met Benji yourself, did you?
No, I didn't know.
What does your brother-in-law think of
him? He likes him. Believes in him. Oh, I never met him. I saw his picture in the Delaware News.
Oh, did he have a picture in the Delaware News?
Yeah, he had an article written in a couple years ago or something. Hmm.
Well, what did your reaction of that have? You read the article?
I didn't even read it. I'm telling John about it. For heaven's sake.
I didn't even read it.
I was telling you about it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, what did you think about it at the time?
I don't know. I thought somebody was crap.
I suppose now your opinion may have changed a bit, or... Yeah, no, the only thing I couldn't... Well, you mentioned before, and I think what's serious is that you felt you might be one of the chosen few. I was just wondering, is there a particular reason why you think they'd pick out this particular spot, or you or your husband?
Probably when I die someday, I'm going to go to Venus. Come back.
Did you believe in reincarnation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's probably the majority of the people in the world actually do.
Have you always?
Mm-hmm. Even before this. Even before this incident.
Well, if they came back again, would you walk down the meat side? You would. You don't think you'd be afraid? Would you, Mr. Trust?
Well, since this here happened, I mean, every night when I go to free the doors, I'll see them, but I'll say to my wife, I'm going to get rid of them doors. I hate to go down to the barn. Well, it's been going on quite a few months, and now she feeds them herself.
I go down every...
I don't even want to go down to the barn.
I go down every day at 4 o'clock.
Now, for the last 2 weeks, she's been going down there. But since that happened, I don't want to go down there.
You still have the dog.
You still have the dog.
Yeah. But you'd be afraid if you saw him again.
I don't know, I'd be afraid. No, but I just...
You wouldn't want to go down
there. I just dislike. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had no desire to go down to the barn at all.
With this, getting back to this ship again, Mr. Trasko, did you get any kind of other sensations when it took off? Did you notice any odors?
No.
Any heat or?
It's sort of a heat, like.
Was there a wind?
Oh, wind, yeah.
Yeah. Quite a strong wind.
A strong wind, and some branches have moved.
They move, or they drag around?
Yeah, the trees.
I mean, like a wind, you get a good wind. There, you know, the branches move.
And this blew back on you, did it? This wind and exhaust? Did you feel it yourself, or did you just see the
trees? Well, both again, I sure.
Did you, why?
Well, like I said, it was the terrific speed it had, you know, so. I mean, it threw a lot of wind, and then it kind of shook me.
Yeah, when you told you that your eyes were watering, did you mean that you were. Shook up as a result of this, or
no? I mean, I came home, and it was towards the latter part of the evening. You know, tears in my eyes. I was probably scared, or you know, too gone to.
Oh, I thought maybe something blew in your eyes, or something irritated your eyes, or no wings or anything like that on this.
No,
you just saw no wind at the door.
Did it make any noise at all? This saucer. Yeah, it did. You're on a ship. But when you're down a ship, when
yeah.
Ship aisles, and they sound boom, 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 boom. Sort of noise like that.
I just was advising this newspaper article here, and I noticed they quote you here as saying to us there were more than one.
Well, that's what they said. Well, they asked me, I said, maybe there was more. Well, all I've seen was one.
Well, it must have been on the ship,
saying
something
down.
Yeah.
Oh, I also, too, when you were telling your story, Mr. Trasko, I think the paper says something about that you tried to grab one of them or something.
Yeah,
you
wanted
to
catch something.
Yeah. Did you try to grab them?
I think I did.
He wanted to.
Huh? I think
you're
I did.
Done with
him. Huh?
For her.
Or when did you try to grab it?
Well, I only got close to the barn, I guess.
Was that while he was talking to you?
Yeah.
How long after that did he actually leave after you tried to grab it?
Only about 5 minutes.
And did he run away or dodge, or what happened? I probably got the picture.
No, he didn't run away. He kind of stepped sideways.
Did he say anything?
No.
Did he appear to be carrying anything at all, Mr. Trasko?
No.
Do you have anything on anything that looked like a weapon?
No.
No sticks or?
No, not at all.
Was every family present at the time? Or?
Yeah, fairly fine, yeah.
And you never asked him who he was or where he was from or why he was here or nothing?
Do you think he could have taken that dog? That's a pretty good sized dog.
Yeah.
Do you think he could have taken it?
Probably would have. Could have.
Oh, happy that he has the power of
people. How do you figure it out now?
What do you mean?
How and why it happened? Do you have any ideas?
No.
Pretty
we
incredible
didn't
story.
We did not at the time. He came home and found the dog gone with him nowhere.
She'll be looking.
Do you figure there's any possibility that the ship might have been visible only to you for any reason? I mean, I'm thinking here it is in pretty open view and see quite a few houses
around
here.
To me, it was clear visible. And also to my wife, I mean, according to the source, it was very shiny. Like
must have been more to him than to me, because I...
Shiny know. Object. Could have been invisible to anybody.
Yeah. I mean,
what well, I would say about the man, because, I mean, you say he was camouflaged, he had a green coveralls on, so matching to the grass, the lawn, you know, so he could have been visible, you know, to somebody from the distance, you know, he would say 50 feet.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure with this flame and the noise, how do you figure some other people didn't see it?
Did you hear anything, Mrs. Transco?
Probably there was nobody at home. A lot of people, you know, that was, they work on different shifts and stuff. And as I said, the house next to us was unoccupied.
And two houses
on was unoccupied, and a third house.
Not a house people in, then.
Now people have to. Well, it's just Friday, isn't it?
Could you hear the noise from where you were standing?
No, I hear King Clark, and I have a hearing aid, but I pick up all different kinds of things.
But you didn't get any sense of a noise from that, from the ship.
Okay, going back to these pictures again, which I find most interesting. You saw the pictures, Mr. Trask,
yeah.
Your brother-in-law sent over. Did you think it looked pretty much like this man?
Well, the saucer did, but the man, he was very thin.
He was awful thin, but he didn't have any coveralls on.
No.
So your man was pretty well skinny. Pretty heavy, would you say?
Yeah,
so skinny. And his hands look so long, like, you know.
Bony.
And his people had a whole load.
Very bony. No hat on.
No, he had no hat on.
No.
Your man was more on the heavy side, huh?
On the heavy side.
Heavily built.
Yeah.
How did he get the coveralls off his hands?
These pictures, they're quite fascinating. I've had a picture of a little man before. Are they supposed to be genuine pictures, or?
Yeah, he was standing between two men, and they had one man.
One man.
And he had trench coat on, a hat.
No,
he was standing between two
men. Are these pictures they sell, or?
Yeah, no, I wrote an old photo for $65.52.
Why don't you find out how to get a hold of her brother-in-law?
We're going down there Sunday.
And find out where he got him from.
Maybe you could do that, Dick, because as I say, I don't get out here too often. The source that you saw looked like the source from the pictures?
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, there's one taken right from the ship in Los Angeles. And the others was taken in different places, I forget.
Well, I think I had three pictures then.
But if you want to contact him, he'll be there to show you the pictures.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give him a phone and find out to send one.
Outside of the local Delaware Valley newspaper reporter, has anyone else seen you or talked to you about this? Or?
Only this card I got the other day, and then there was a minister from Irwin over.
A minister from where?
Irwin, Pennsylvania.
Irwin?
Irwin, yeah.
Very close to Princeton.
And what did he think about us?
Well, he believes in wanted us to give him a story, and he drew a picture of the man. He was pretty good on it.
He did. Didn't leave you a copy, did he?
No, she
didn't. Yeah, wish he had.
No, I'm not very good at sketching. You would say it looked more.
I paint by numbers.
Oh, I see. That was. Yeah. You didn't do that one, by the way.
Some pictures there.
That one in the corner. Oh, that's
really nice.
Not this one up here.
A couple upstairs.
I like to do it.
I think you're going to pick up yourself a couple of $1,000.
Yeah, just autograph it and that's it.
That's sure. Nice.
Yeah.
I like to do that.
Yeah, that's good. That takes patience, though, to do that.
Have you?
You're in the Army, Mr. Tresco.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any interest at all in metaphysics, anything like that?
Had the what?
Metaphysics, interest in anything like that before?
No.
Did you speak at all? I don't know what religious church you go to. Do you minister or anything? Do you have a priest?
No.
Who was this fellow from Irwin?
Matter of fact, I think he. I think it's a picture of a Jehovah's Witness.
Didn't you tell me somebody had contacted you? Somebody's?
Yeah.
Tinicum Church.
The Tinicum Church? Do you think there's any religious significance to this?
I don't know. He was very interesting, wasn't he?
No, I mean, personally, do you get the feeling there might be religion connected with this?
I'll say it could be.
Yeah, for sure that it's possible. Well. Sort of exhaust my supply of questions. This must have been about 4 months ago. Nothing's happened since then, right? Yeah, the only poor mentor, I believe, for one and various others, have always spoken about some type of metal or
telepathic communication? Have you ever experienced anything like
that? That's what he had. Yeah. What he claimed.
Yeah. Have you ever experienced anything similar?
For me?
Yeah.
No, just that night when I went upstairs, I just had a feeling I was going to see something. And that's how it was. Matter of fact, I haven't been staring at the sky for over a month.
Maybe now. Well, that's when I bought Sputnik, wasn't Sputnik. It's going away first time.
Where are you born, Mr. Trasko? Around here?
Did you make a Long Island?
Oh,
I'm right Long Beach way, so that far up. We bought this house in 1949.
Did you work for a paper mill out there?
No, over here.
Oh, didn't one move from somewhere around Patterson or something down here? Or?